All right. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Chatrika Vijayvardhana. I'm a PhD student from Mississippi State University. So today I'm going to talk about influence of parental soil moisture stress during soybean reproductive stage on seed germination and early seedling vigor of their offspring. Little bit introduction about soybean. Soybean, it is one of the major food crops in the world. Globally, USA is the leading country in terms of soybean production, consumption, and exports. Nationally, soybean ranks second among all the other agricultural bio-commodities. Typically, soybean seed quality, it refers to a range of characteristics that affect its marketability, and this includes their protein content, oil content, seed germination, seed size, and seed weight. And seed germination, it is governed by many factors. The environment, their parental plants that were being raised and matured, and also the environment of seed germination process. So how drought stress affect on soybean yield? Drought or soil moisture stress, it is considered as one of the crop performance limiting factors. It is a global threat for successful crop production, not only for soybean, but for all the other agricultural crops. So if you can see this graph, here it shows how the drought stress affect more than 33% of states in the United States during 2012. And still, more than 50% of agricultural lands are being irrigated, especially in US Mid-South region. So there is a huge demand for water in the region. And the depletion of aquifers or the water tables, it has become kind of epidemic in the US Mid-South. If we talk about the soybean crop water use, the peak water use, it begins during flowering and it continues up to pod filling stage. So any soil moisture stress that affect during this period, it can cause some detrimental effects on soybean yield and also the quality of the seeds. So what is transgenerational inheritance? It is said that the trans-induced responses, those are inherited through their plant's transgenerational memory. So if the parental plants, if they are exposed to different stressors like high temperature, high salinity, drought, so they are going to keep that memory, and it is going to be passed over to their next generation through their transgenerational inheritance. But most of these transgenerational experiments are being conducted using Arabidopsis plant because they have very short life cycle, but none of the studies have been conducted for full season crops like soybean. So the other thing is, it is very important to have high soybean seed germination because it is a marketing tool, and also everybody is happy to buy seeds that is having high germination and emergence. So in our study, the objective was to determine the transgenerational response of soybean seeds over subsequent generations, followed by a systematic soil moisture stress exposure from flowering to plant maturity. We conducted this experiment at Mississippi State University. We have a controlled environmental facility. These are sunlit environmental growth chambers, and those are capable of controlling CO2, evapotranspiration based irrigation, UVB, and some other abiotic factors. So in our study, we used two soybean cultivars. Both were from same maturity group 5, and Axpro 5332 and Progeny 5333, but they had different growth habits. And initially, we planted all the plants outside in pots, and when the plants get flowering, we moved those pots into the units, and we arranged those in complete randomized block design with 6 replicates and 5 treatments. The treatments were 100, 80, 60, 40, and 20% evapotranspiration-based irrigation. And here, this figure, it shows how the soil, 5 different soil moisture stresses varied. And this down arrow, it indicates where we imposed the treatment, and it continued approximately 80 days. And here, continuously, we monitored the soil moisture content using Dekagon soil moisture sensors. And at 126 days after planting, we harvested those plants, and This picture, it represents the progeny cultivar at 126 days after planting. So you can see here, when higher the stress, what happened to the bubblegum biomass and also number of pods. Then we collected pods separately for each treatment for each plant, and we separated the seeds, and then we tested those seeds for seed germination and also early seedling vigor. So how we conducted the seed germination test? We used sterilized plastic trays, and we used 100 seeds per each cultivar for each treatment, and we used polyethylene glycol. This creates kind of moisture stress around that seed, and those varied from 0 to negative 0.90 megapascal, and 0 means no PEG, that is control. So we conducted this experiment in vitro in incubator under optimum temperature condition, 25 degrees Celsius. So every 2 hours we took out the tray and we look how many seeds were got germinated when the radical became more than half of the seedling. Then the seedling vigor experiment we conducted outdoors using these rainout shelters, and here we imposed again 3 different levels of treatments based on their field capacity, 100%, 66% and 33%. So this shows how the soil moisture varied for the 25 days of period. Then we harvested those plants, these are the progeny plants, and then we took some root images using WinRISO root scanner system. And moving into the results, so this picture, it shows the total number of 1/10 of total number of seeds that we collected from each plant under each treatment. So you can see when going through this stress what happened to the total seed number and also the shape of the seed. And these are some statistical analysis results. So we observed the significant differences for seed dry weight, maximum seed germination, time to 50% germination and seed germination rate. Then soybean yield on y-axis, seeds number per plant and seed dry weight per plant. Seed number, it showed a quadratic decline, but the two cultivars, they didn't show any kind of significant differences. So the lowest seed number under the stress condition, probably due to flower drop and pods and seed abortion. Then the seed dry weight, it also had a quadratic response when decreasing the soil moisture content. And then here the two cultivars, they had a significant differences. The total seed dry weight normally depends of how much of the photosynthetic products being distributed among different plant parts. So here what we can say, the disruption of carboxylation or remobilization of photosynthetic products may have been affected under stress condition. And this is on y-axis cumulative percent seed germination against time in hours. So here the purple solid circles, those represent the parental plants, and these all are progeny plants. The first graph for AG5332 and the other one progeny 5333. So here when we compare parental and the seeds came from 100% ET, there was no any significant difference. But when it comes to 40% and 20%, there was a highly significant difference, and it was reduced by 43%. Then we estimated from these curves the maximum seed germination for under each of treatment, and then we plotted maximum seed germination against the osmotic potential. Here we observed a quadratic response, and here the irrespective of all the parental treatments, the responses were similar. However, the under 20% ET, it showed a significant difference compared to parents and 100% ET. And here on y-axis, it shows the seed germination rate. Here, those seed germination rates decrease linearly when increasing the osmotic potential. And the seed germination rate, when we compare 100% and 20%, it ranged from 0.69 to 0.59. And we observed the significant differences among the slopes. So it implies that seed germination rate may have been modified by osmotic potential and also by their parental treatment. And this figure, it shows the above ground biomass that we collected in progeny plants under three different levels of soil moisture content, 100%, 60% and 33%. So you can see here, this is the control. There's no any other treatment. Even under control conditions, what happened to the seeds came from 20% ET. And here on y-axis, days to emergence. So the seeds came from 20% ET. It took more than almost close to 11 days to emerge, while the parents and the 100% ET, those seeds took almost 5 to 6 days. And here this line, it shows what happened to the rate of emergence. It also decreased quadratically when higher the stress. And these are the root morphological figures. This is for progeny cultivar, the below one, and the top one for Ascro cultivar. The progeny cultivar under 20% ET levels, you can see it's a poorly structured root system, and when it comes to their parents and the 100% ET, those are robust, well-structured root systems. And this is the total dry weight. That total dry weight also showed a kind of linear decrease when increasing the stress. So here we can say that parental seed treatment, it might have caused a greater impact on loss in total dry matter. So in summary and conclusion, soil moisture stress, it decreased the total seed number and seed yield. Seed germination and vigor, it decreased proportionately with the decrease in the average weight of seeds. Lower vigor seeds may associate with inferior seedling emergence capability in the field. And soil moisture stress induced some irreversible change on seed quality of the offspring's fitness. So it could lead to low quality offspring in the successive generation. So we need to maintain an optimum moisture condition in the field in order to get greater soybean yields and also greater soybean emergence in the next generations. With that, I would like to thank my advisor, Dr. Raja Reddy, for his immense support to conduct this experiment, Mississippi Soybean Promotion Board for funding this research project, and all my lab colleagues at Environmental Plant Physiology Lab at Mississippi State University for their support during data collection. With that, I'm glad to take any questions.
We have time for questions.
So thank you for this nice talk. When you're looking at the water stressed the progeny from the water stressed, you showed that there was a reduced germination and also a reduced rate. Are they from the same seed? Do the little tiny seeds also germinate slower?
Yes.
Or is that a mixture of the lower percent germination?
Yes. Those actually the seeds that came from 20% ET levels, they also showed some germination, but very little. It took more than sometimes 7 or 8 days to emerge. But out of 100 seeds, we got only 20% seeds got germinated. Very low.
Yeah, I mean, did they take up water slower?
Yes, I think so. And also it affect how much of dry matter it has in their seed embryo. I think it had a major role in germination process.